Part 2.
Listen to Part 2 of this talk.
Eventually, Wenner's knowledge provided a foundation for his own art, as well as material for so many lectures and workshops given throughout the U.S. As a firm believer in arts education, Wenner taught thousands of students over a 10-year period and received the Kennedy Center Medallion in recognition of his outstanding contribution to arts education. In addition to teaching, he has conducted seminars and workshops for organizations ranging from the National Gallery of Art and many other institutions. In 1984, Wenner invented an art form all his own that has come to be known as anamorphic or 3D pavement art. Inspired by this use of anamorphism, Wenner invented a new geometry to create compositions that appear to rise from or fall into the ground. In traditional anamorphic perspective, painted forms appear correct when viewed from one point in space. Wenner's geometry corrects the specific distortion caused by viewing his large images at an oblique angle. This type of geometry has come to be known as Wenner's hyperbolic perspective. Every work of figurative art, even a picture in a frame, employs some illusion. The two major types of illusion are conventional and optical. A framed picture is a conventional illusion. The viewer can choose to see the frame as a window, a starting point from which to visually enter the painted world. The viewer recognizes the work as a painting on a wall, long before looking at the subject. Optical illusions blur the distinction between the real and the imaginary, literally fooling the viewer.